What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed. All my diehard listeners, hit the like button. Did you know you only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, just join my Patreon. Also, subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So make sure you follow me on MGTOW.TV, BitChute, or Discord. Links below. And this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and our channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is. Just make sure you keep it clean and speaking cold. You know how the tube get. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end or at least halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm.
Hey guys, welcome to my bedroom. I'm Bella. I hope you're doing amazing. Today is my first full day as a 28-year-old. Yesterday was my birthday. And I think I started this channel right before I turned 26. So I know at the beginning of the year, I set my 2018 sex goals. And after reviewing the episode, I've actually achieved...
Okay, so first off, she on YouTube for the world to see basically in a bra. So that tell you what you need to know already. What type of woman this is. No decent woman would do a YouTube video in a bra. Period. Ever. Even if it was a bra review. Decent women don't do bra reviews for the world to see. Or should I say, the type of women that decent, respectable men pick for wives and mothers of their children don't do videos and bras or bra reviews. By the time a woman is setting sex goals for her life, it's a wrap for her. That's man shit. To be like, oh man, I got these sex goals. I want to do a threesome. I want to hit a big booty bitch, a fat bitch, a skinny bitch, a bitch with big titties, small titties. That's a man thing. Once a woman start getting into a man mind frame when it comes to sex and sex goals, yeah, it's a wrap for her, as far as being in a loving, committed, long-term relationship for the rest of her life.
Achieved a lot of those goals in one way or another, but I kind of deviated severely from one. And like I said, it's more of a deviation than it has been a complete failure. I'll cut to the chase. These last 10 months, January to October, have been my whole months. I've been doing some fuckboy shit and some hoe shit. So for a bit, I went...
Okay, you see the tattoo. You know what I say about tattoos. It's a no-go. And she's referring to her behavior as fuckboy shit. Modern women love comparing themselves to guys, referring to their behavior as fuck boy shit, calling her girlfriends bro. They want to be men so bad, but they want all the benefits of still being a woman.
I felt really guilty about it. And then I started to question, like, why am I doing this? Why am I behaving this way? Why am I going outside of the norm of how I generally behave to this, like, who is this person? And when I say hoe phase, I don't mean that I was, like, accepting money in exchange for sex. Definitely not that. But, you know, like, I've been having a good amount of sex. And quite a few partners. More than I think I'd had up until this point. Most, if not all, I've had sex with previously or I've known for a really long period of time. The one instance where it felt like it was going to be a one-night stand, and that would have been my first one-night stand, actually turned out to be more of like a continuing tryst.
Okay, so she wants us to believe, even though she's 28, she just started her hoe phase this past 10 months? Stop it. Please stop it. Just because you knew guys for a long time don't mean you weren't in a hoe phase then, too. So let's say she knew, you know, 15, 20 guys for 10 years from high school to 28. And all the guys she had sex with, she knew for years because she knew them since, you know, grade school. That don't mean you're not a hoe. That don't mean it's still not a hoe phase. Or because you date a guy for 2 months here, 6 months there, 1 month here. Oh, I ain't a hoe because that was my boyfriend. These are the mental gymnastics that they do. And don't get me wrong, sometimes women will try to be good women and get their heart broke because they're going after the top 10 bad boys. And after they get their heart broke for the third or fourth time, they just say, F it. I might as well just get on some hoe shit. Not the right choice, young lady. Not the right choice. And she even said, yeah, I kind of felt bad about it. You should feel bad about it. It's called having a conscience. Because even women know deep down inside it's not right. And it goes against nature. And it doesn't feel good at the end of the night when you come home after getting gangbanged. Something just don't sit right in your spirit about it.
So why am I sharing this? I already know in my comments there's going to be all kinds of like finger pointers and Bible thumpers, but like, you know what? Fuck it. This is my reality. And I think at a certain point with this channel, I've kind of deviated from what I initially wanted it to be, which was very raw and real and point blank. to trying to be, you know, educational and very heavily spiritual. And while that is very much who I am, I think I need to go back to that middle ground. This is my middle ground. I personally attribute my whole phase to a couple of different factors. Without dragging this on too long, let's get into those. Just keep in mind that everybody...
Did you pay attention to the killer cat claws? And she got like three little tramp stamp tattoos. Goofy shit scales and little sayings she read on Instagram. Dumb shit. Everything is pointing to the fact that she's a typical thot. And women want you to believe that the whole phase was just a phase. No, that's who you are. Once you go through your whole phase, that's a part of you forever now. You've transformed into something else now. There's no going back.
Everybody deals with things differently, and everybody has a whole phase or doesn't have a whole phase for their own individual reasons. These are my reasons. This is what happened. So first, I never had one. Most people have a whole phase or some semblance of that when they're in college. I had a boyfriend. Honestly, for like the last 9-10 years, I've been in some state of perpetual relationship. And even to my situations that weren't fully monogamous, I operate more on a monogamous level. So, you know, even though they were open relationships, I generally stuck to my one partner. So yeah, I never had one. My second reason is a lot more real and maybe a lot more relatable to other people, but I was mad depressed. 27 was a pretty difficult year for me. I was severely depressed. My relationship ending the month after my birthday was, you know, like actually took a lot more of a toll on me than I think I wanted to admit.
Well, yeah, because this is a woman who probably would even admit, like, she's seen her life at a certain place by this point. And once she seen it wasn't going in that direction, once that one relationship ended, she felt down and out about it. She's like, well, what does my future hold? I'm getting older. Like, where am I going in life?